前来，这边还有两排。
We have two free seats in the front. Please come and sit down.
前面。感谢主，让我们主日又可以这样奉他的名来聚集。
Praise the Lord, we can once again gather on Sunday morning. In His name.
今天我的道会比较短。
Today my message will be a little bit short.
这并不是好消息。
It's not necessarily good news.
因为今天有两个人要讲。
Because we have two people sharing.
所以我大概讲到11:10左右吧。
So I'll talk to about 11:10.
对，然后我们有一位年轻的弟兄要做见证。
Then we'll have a young brother sharing his testimony with us.
那你们等一下注意听。
So hope you pay attention.
今天我们要一起来祝福这个年轻的弟兄。
Today we will bless this brother together.
好，请我们打开马太福音。
Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew.
我们这几次都是集中在第六章第七章的这一段话。
We've been sharing chapters 6 and 7.
那我们这个主题呢是在没关系，主题呢是在马太福音的第六章22节、23节。
So the theme is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大。
The eye is the lamp of the body, so then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness,How great is the darkness?
所以这里讲到里面的光，那个眼光的问题。
So it talks about the inside, the light inside of us.
那我们讲了已经讲了两个题目。
So we already talked about two topics.
那今天我们讲第三个题目。
Today we'll share about the third topic.
那我们要从第七章第七节念到十二节。
So we'll start reading from chapter 7.Verse 7 through 12.
好，我跟我的姐妹轮流，我读中文一句，她读英文一句。
We'll taking turn reading from the pulpit.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets.
好，今天我们的重点在这一段圣经里头。
So this is going to be the focus of our message today.
这整个的马太五章、六章、七章，我们都称它为登山宝训。
So chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew are called Beatitudes collectively.
天国的王来到地上。
So the king of the heavenly kingdom came to the world.
他要带给全世界的人一篇重要的见证。
He wants to share an important testimony to the world.
那个题目是什么呢？
And the topic is?
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
从亚当到主耶稣，没有人知道什么叫做天国。
From the time of Adam to the time of Jesus, nobody knew what the kingdom of heaven was.
这是人类的历史第一次听见有这样的一个题目，叫做天国近了。
Throughout human history, it was the first time that people heard the word that the kingdom of heaven is near.
整个马太福音就是讲这一件事。
The entire book of Matthew talks about this.
那他一共记载的耶稣讲了五篇的道，讲到天国到底是什么。
There are altogether five sermons that Jesus talked about and shared about what the kingdom of heaven was.
耶稣告诉我们，天国是努力的人才能够进去，努力的人就得到了。
Jesus tells us, and heaven's kingdom is obtained for those who go in violence.
这是这位天国的王亲自向这个世界所宣讲的。
This was proclaimed.By the King of the Kingdom of Heaven Himself.
这是神的儿子心中最重要的一件事。
It was the most important thing in the heart of the Son of Man.
他盼望地上的人能够认识，能够接受，能够进入得着。
He hoped all the people on earth will be able to hear, receive, and get it.
因为这是他心中的宝贝。
Because it was his.Treasure in his heart.
而且这个宝贝是埋起来，是藏起来，没有眼光的人不认识，不知道，也不在乎。
The treasure was hidden. Those who didn't know, and didn't care.
好，那现在就是一个眼光的问题。
Now it's a matter of what kind of eye, the perspective you have.
所以从我们刚刚读的六章的二十二节，眼睛就是身上的灯这一节开始，一直讲到七章底，就是讲这一个属灵的眼光。
So from the verse that we just read, Matthew 6:22, about the eye is the lamp of the body, to the end of chapter 7, it's talking about this eye, the vision.
那今天我们要看的是这个眼光刚刚我们读的这段圣经你如果注意的话
So today, if you just paid attention to the passage that we read
第七节
Verse 7,
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
然后再讲一次，到下一节第八节。
Then verse 8 basically repeats it.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我读了一辈子圣经。
So I've read Bible my entire life.
我没有看见有一节圣经。用这么多的动词
I've never seen another Bible verse using so many verbs.
普通我们讲一句话，一句话里头大概一个动词、两个动词最多了。
Usually when we say something, we use one or two verbs in one sentence.
我请问刚刚我们读的第七节有几个动词？
So let me ask you, in verse 7, how many verbs are used?
啊？几个动词？六个，对吧
？Six verbs.
稀奇吗？一句话里面有六个动词。
Isn't that amazing that one sentence contains six verbs?
然后他还不厌其烦的再重复一次。
Yeah, not only so, but he again repeats it one more time.
那就告诉我们，在耶稣的心里，他要讲的事情重不重要
？It tells us how important it is.
啊。
重要，
因为这件事情是他要叫他的门徒注意，你注意听啊，这里面有很重要的秘密，你要注意。
It's extremely important that he wants his disciples to really get the secret of it.
所以今天我就要把这句话，它的奥妙要把它找出来。
So today I would like to reveal the mystery of this passage.
所以你今天看到我的题目。
So the title today is.
刚刚我不知道你有没有注意。啊，如果祈求就得着，应该求什么
？So for everyone who asks receives, what do we ought to ask?
是不是啊？他就是说，祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。叩门的就给你开门，而且讲两这个重复一遍。
See, See, Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and will be opened to you, and he repeats it again. So,
所以主是要告诉他的门徒，你们要会祈求。
So Jesus is telling his disciples, you really need to know how to ask.
你像往前走一点，第六章里面有一句话。
If we go back a few verses in chapter 6,
在31节
6:31,
说不要忧愁说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Verse 31 says, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? Don't worry about these, for the heavenly, your Heavenly Father knows what you want.
我们活在这个地上，不是天天就是要，早上起来你就要问今天早上吃什么。
As we live on earth, don't we ask all the time, like every morning when we get up?
等一下要去聚会了，穿什么？
Then I'm going to go to the worship and gathering. What
should I wear? 妈妈，我口渴了，我要喝什么？
Oh, Mom, I'm thirsty. What should I drink?
我们天天都在搞这些事儿。
So we day after day we have to deal with these things.
对不对？没有一天有例外的。
No exceptions any day.
那我们的祷告呢，也差不多都是找这些每天发生的事情绕得没完没了。
So our prayers are pretty much focused on these kind of things as well.
那主耶稣说，你们不用求这个，求天父是什么？知道的。
And Jesus said, don't ask for these things. God knows.
所以主要我们学一个功课。
So God wants us to learn one thing.
你的生活的层面要提高。
Your level of your life.
你求的内容要达到神要你要的东西。
The content that you ask for should be what the God wants you.
不要老是为天天发生的这些事搞七念三的，没完没了。
Don't be concerned about this daily occurrences.
因为耶稣讲得很清楚，你们的天父是知道的。
Because Jesus said it plainly, your heavenly Father knows what you need.
对吧？所以他用一个词叫做“你们求就给你们”，到底求什么？找就给你们找到，找什么？敲就给你开门，敲谁的门？
So therefore he said, ask and it will be given to you. So what do you ask? And seek, you will find. So what do you seek? And knock, it will be opened to you. So whose door are you going to knock?
先想一想主耶稣用的这几个动词。
So let's think about these verbs that Jesus used.
为什么主用这六个动词？
Why did Jesus use these six verbs?
第一个，问。
One, he asked.
然后呢？怎么没有声音了？
What's the next verb?
你就得着。第一个是问，然后他就说你就得到。
The first verb is ask. The second is be given to.
对吗？第二个就是，第三个就是，问，求，找，找，寻找。
The third verb is seek.
然后你就寻见。
The fourth verb is find.
第五个呢？叩门。
The fifth, open.
下面就给你开门。
The fifth knock and the sixth open.
为什么主耶稣用这六个动词？
Why did Jesus use these six verbs?
有一天我走在路上，我每天都要出去走路，所以我在走在路上，我就会思想这些事情。
So I go out walk every day. So one day, as I was walking, I was meditating upon this.
我就忽然间有一个感觉。
It suddenly occurred to me.
因为我们每一个人都曾经，去陌生的地方。
Every one of us has gone to some strange places.
你不知道路。
Where you don't know
the
way.
对吧？那你怎么办
？So what do you do?
你就要问路。
So you ask
对不对
for directions.
路，我们中国人说路在口边嘛。
So Chinese would say, well, the way is where you just ask.
你跟你老婆开车，你常常 get lost 有没有？
Well, when you drive out with your wife, do you often get lost?
你们家谁问路啊？
Who asks the way?
老头问路啊？老婆对。
Usually the wives would go ask. for direction.
这些老公啊，打死也不问路的。
Husbands will always refuse.
都是老婆在那里说问啊问啊，你哎，我再试试看嘛，再找一找。
So usually the wife says, "Let's ask, let's ask," and the husband says, "No, let just let me figure it out. Let me figure it out." Is it the same in your family?
是啊，对吗？他我看家家都差不多。
Pretty much every family is like that.
总有一个人说赶快去问路，但另外一个人就一定说没关系，再我让我再找一找，再找一找。
There's always one of the party will say, "Oh, let's go ask." But then the other say, "No, let me just figure it out."
搞了浪费了半个钟头，走了多少冤枉路，然后再实在找不到，那才只好去问。
And then usually you waste another 30 minutes or so. Then you just give up and I can't find it. Then you finally ask.
现在还好有 GPS， 对不对？以前没有。
It's better now. We have GPS. We didn't used to have that.
好。所以他我去注意看主耶稣用的这个字的时候，刚刚好就是找路的那六个动词。
So when I look at these verses, at this verse with all the six verbs that Jesus used, it happens to be the same verbs that we would use for asking for directions.
是问路。
You ask for the direction.
人家就告诉你啊，往前走，走两个 block， 向右转，然后再向左转，看到一个电线杆，再往前再走什么什么。听完之后，头都昏掉了。
So people will give directions. You go forward, turn left, turn right, and then go further. Whatever you see, this post sign, whatever, and then you got confused.
对吧？然后你就去找。
Then you go look further.
找
seek
还是找不到，再问一个人，对吧
？Then you ask another person if you can't find it again.
最后找到了。
Eventually you find it.
那你下面一个动作是什么？
What's your next action?
敲门啊。
You knock.
对不对？你就要敲门，然后人家给你开门，你就找到了。
You will knock and then the door will be open to you and you find it.
所以我就突然间发现，哇，主耶稣是讲的这三个，这六个动词，就跟我们去找路是一样的。
So it suddenly occurred to me the six verbs that Jesus used are exactly the actions that we take when we ask for directions.
你第一步一定要问。
You always ask first.
有很多人就懒得问，那你就自己吃亏。
Some people don't want to ask, then you suffer from it.
问完以后，你就得好好去找。
And the second step, you once you have the direction, you gotta seek and find.
然后找到了以后，你一定要去敲。
And once you find, you have to knock.
然后这个门就开了。
Then the door will be open to you.
这是你看到这六个动词是这样一个系列下来的。
So that's the series of six verbs.
然后主再说一次，很稀奇。
Then amazingly, Jesus repeats this whole sentence.
那我就要去查一查，到底到第二句主去重复的时候，是不是用同样的六个动词呢？
So then I went to look for the fact whether it's the exact same six verbs that Jesus used when he repeats that sentence.
我发现不是。
Oh, I actually realized it was not exactly the same.
我们中文呢，吃饭，今天吃，明天吃，昨天吃，还是同样一个字，一个动词，对吧？
Chinese, when we say eat meals, we say we ate yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's the same word.
但是英文不可以的。
But in English, it's different.
有多少不同的动词？
There are different tenses of a verb.
Eat.Ate.
So you ate yesterday. You eat. You have
eating.
Eaten.
对不对？有好几个不同的时态，把这个动词是怎么一回事给你表达出来。
So there are different tenses to explain whether it has happened or is happening or it will happen.
中文就没有，反正讲了半天都是吃一个字。
There's no verb tenses in Chinese. It's exactly the same word.
所以我们来读这个动词的时候就有这个问题了。
So when we read these verbs in Chinese, it's not clear to us.
当主重复的时候，
when Jesus repeated,
他用动词的时态就不一样了。
The verb tense was actually different.
那我们中文没有办法表达，连英文都没有去表达出来，只有有一些版本有。
Which can't really be expressed in Chinese, and even some of the English translations cannot.
因为你如果照着他主耶稣这个他讲这个文的时候是亚兰文或者说是希伯来亚兰话。
So Jesus when he spoke this, he used the Aram language and
那对他们来讲很通顺，可是你把它翻译的时候就不顺了。
It was easy for them to understand, but once translated, it's lost in translation.
那这个动词是什么时态呢？
So what should be the proper tense that was used?
是进行式。
It's actually an ongoing tense.
祈求是 asking.
So here is the in verse 8 when you say who asks, this is asking.
对，到第七到第第第八节的时候，对啊。第二个动词就是seeking, 寻找。
So, then the second, the next one is seeks, it's actually you're seeking.
那敲门的时候是 knocking, 是都是进行式。
So then the verb knock is actually knocking.
那是不是意味就不太一样了？
So it has slightly different meaning.
你们都睡着了。
Are you awake?
啊，当你动词加上 ing 什么意思啊？
So what is so the
正在做的，对不对？
So verbs with ing that means it's happening at the time.
所以主耶稣用了一个现在进行式在这三个动词上。
So Jesus used these words in the present ongoing kind of tense.
那就是告诉我们。
It tells us,
这个祈求，这个寻找，这个敲门，它必须是什么？
So the ask, the seek,
一直正在进行的事情。
Must be something that's ongoing and keep happening.
对不对？它不是发生一次就完了。
It's not like you do it once and.
它是一个连续正在进行的动作。
It's a continuous action and it continues to happen.
这个意思就很深了。
So that has a very deep meaning.
就是现在主耶稣要我们去问的，去找的，去敲的，这个动作必须是我们人生一直在进行的动作。
So this verb that Jesus wants us to go ask, to seek, and to knock, it needs to be something that happens constantly, all the time, throughout our lives.
而且，它每一个动词之后它都是单数的。
Furthermore, after each verb, it is a singular term.
第七节都是双数，你们指的大家，所有听他听耶稣讲道的门徒。
So for verse seven, it's all plural forms. It's like you together, you.
对。
But the verse eight is singular.
但是到了第八节的时候
，in verse eight.
英文就有这个字 for everyone who asks receive 这是英文 everyone 但是中文好像没有这个字哦。
So in English translation there's at least this phrase that says for everyone who asks receive so it's singular form、
uh-huh.
everyone
但是它原来就有这个意思就是每一个人那一个正在祈求的人就给他找到了那个祈求的人就给他正在寻找的那一个人就寻找到那一个敲门的人他就找到是每一个人来说的
So this singular form is not reflected in the Chinese translation so it's really literally saying if anyone a specific person who is asking then he receives
所以这件事
if someone who is seeking then he finds if he, who, someone who's knocking he will be open
主讲这篇道的时候
so when Jesus was delivering the sermon
他是对他的许多的门徒在讲
he was speaking to many disciples
但是等到每一个人真正能够得到不能得到那是跟每一个人他有没有实际去行动发生关系的
but whether those people can receive that message it has to do with every single person how you act
谁求问谁就得答案
the person who asks will get the answer
谁去寻找谁就可以找得到
the person who seeks shall find
谁去敲门谁就的门就可以打开
the one who knocks shall the door shall be open to him
got it
do you understand
这很重要
This is extremely important.
这里我们的主讲了这六个动词来讲我要给你们的宝贝你们要这样子去追求的
So these six verbs that Jesus used to illustrate the treasure that I give to you you have to seek in this manner
第一个动作你必须 要。
The first action you need to take
对不对?
is that you want it.
I don't care.
You cannot say I don't care.
我常常跟儿子讲话的时候，我记得他们最喜欢讲的就是 Never mind.
A lot of times when I speak to my children, they like to say.
你们家有没有这种事啊？
Never mind.
Never mind. 哎呀，主耶稣说你千万不要 Never mind. This is very important. 你一定要注意啊。
And Jesus is basically saying.Don't ever say never mind. This is so important. You have to pay attention.
你要求
You got to ask.
你要求的准
You got to ask the precisely.
求完以后你要去找
Then after asking, you got to go seek.
找不到继续找
And if you can't find it, continue to seek.
然后找到有点消息了，赶快敲门看对不对。
And once you find it, then you knock and to make sure what you are looking for is there.
所以这几个动词都是非常积极，一直行动的，一直主动的，不是被动的。
So all these verbs are very proactive. So you actively seek out.
Got it? Good. 好，那么他下面就主耶稣就说了。
So Jesus continued to say,
你们中间谁有儿子求饼给他石头呢？求鱼给他蛇呢？不可能。
What man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone, or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake? Not possible.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
所以他就用家里的故事讲给我们听了，你们在家做儿子做女儿做父母，你们都尚且知道把好东西给儿女。
So therefore he uses those household stories to teach us, you know, for you, even though you're evil, you still know to give the best food of stuff to your children.
对不对？就你爸爸妈妈是强盗，他也不会给你蛇，给你蝎子，不可能的。
Even if your parents are burglaries, and then they wouldn't give you snake or, you know, stone.
然后主说，何况在天上爱我们的天父，他当然把最好的好东西怎么样？给睡觉的儿子。
So therefore, Jesus said, "Well, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who are these those people, those who are asleep?"
是吗
？Is it?
不是的。
No.
主耶稣说得很清楚，这件事情，你虽然是儿子，你也得怎么样？开口跟爸爸要。
Jesus said it very plainly that even if you are the son, you still have to ask.
你不要，爸爸也不会给你的，你必须要。
If you don't ask for it, the father will not give
对不对?
it to you.
他说你要我就给你。
And he says, ask and you shall receive.
有的时候爸爸还要 delay 一下，那还得去找。
And sometimes the father will delay it a little further and say, go seek for it.
你找你就可以找得到。
You seek and you find.
找到的时候还要敲个门才能进去。
And once found, you will need to knock.
那就表示这个东西是不是一看就看见了呢
？So this tells you, is this thing apparent?
显然不是。
No.
这个东西太宝贵了，它放在保险箱里的。
That he's hiding in a safe.
对不对？是一个太宝贵的东西，他把它藏在那里的。
So it's such a precious thing that he is hiding it.
那就有点像什么呢
？So this is like
啊，像交女朋友。
Like when you're dating a girlfriend，
对不对？你要交女朋友的时候，不是一句话搞定，没有这回事吧
？When you date a girl， you cannot just settle everything with one sentence。
你要去问，你要去找，你要去敲门。
You gotta knock，
对不对？有一个 process， 有一个步骤，有一个过程。
There is a process of dating，
因为。对方要测验你是真的还是真心还是假意啊
？Because the girl needs to test whether you're true or not.
对吗 ？Hey, young ladies, you have to learn. 这个是一个宝贝。
It's a treasure.
你要去花代价去把它找出来的。
It takes some price to go find it.
好。 那现在在这个中文圣经里面就是说的，天父有好东西要给他的女儿儿女。
So here in the Chinese translation, it clearly states that the Heavenly Father has his treasure, good things to give to his children.
对，那么在英文的翻译呢，他这里翻译成不是 good west and east， 他是翻译成 good gifts。
So you got it already.
我们中文翻译成东西的时候，你以为是一个东西，是一个 thing.
So in Chinese translation, it says the good father will give this good things, good stuff to the children.
英文是 good gifts.
In the English translation, it just says it will give what is good, a good gift.
那这你读完以后，有没有耶稣有没有告诉你那个好么子是什么？
So after you read the whole passage, did Jesus tell you what is that good thing, the stuff?
嗯，有没有啊？
Did he tell you?
没有啊。
No, he didn't.
这里没有讲，他把它藏起来了。
He did not specify. He actually hid it.
那你应该怎么做？
So what do you need to do?
啊？你就要先问呢。
So you gotta first ask.
啊？你连问都不问，你真是没救了。
If you don't even ask, then you're helpless.
对吧？你应该问了，主耶稣啊，天父要给我们什么好的礼物啊
？So first you need to ask, Oh Jesus, what is that great gift the Heavenly Father prepared for me?
对不对？你应该问了。你如果根本没 I don't care.
If you don't even ask, I don't care.
那你没份。
Then you don't have any portion to it.
对不对？所以你一定要对父亲说，哎，你要给我什么好礼物，我要知道，告诉我嘛，跳嘛。
You gotta ask the father, oh, what good gifts are you going to give it to me? Tell me.
对，你连这个好奇都没有，你实在没救了。
So if you don't even have that curiosity, then there's no hope for you.
我还有五分钟。
I have 5 more minutes.
看路加福音。
So let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
念到路加福音十一章九节到十三节。
We'll read Luke 11:9-13.
路加福音十一章第九节也是让我跟你轮流读哈。
So again, we'll take turn reading from the pulpit.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼给他石头呢？求鱼反给蛇，当鱼给他呢？
Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he?
你们虽然不好，注意啊，一起念了。
If you
尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，
children,
何况
？How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him？
找到答案没有
？Have you found the answer here？
啊？找到没有啊
？Have you found the answer？
什么是那个东西啊
？What is that good gift？
圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit。
谁是圣灵啊
？Who is the Holy Spirit？
啊，圣灵是三而一体，三位一体的第三位。
The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity.
圣父、圣子、
The Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣在这里告诉我们，圣灵是一位最宝贵的。
So the Lord Jesus tells us here, the Holy Spirit is the most precious.
你必须要去要的。
You have to ask for it.
而且是怎么个要法呢？
How do you ask for it?
啊，要 ing， 要继续不断的要。
It needs to be constant, ongoing.
要继续不断的找。
You got to continuously looking, asking.
要继续不断的敲。
You do continuously seeking and knocking.
基督徒有没有圣灵？
Do we Christians have Holy Spirit?
有还是没有？
Do we have?
都有的。
Yes, we all do have Holy Spirit.
但是 圣灵在每一个人的里面有多也有少。
However, Holy Spirit, may be more in one person and less in another.
在那个十个童女的故事，那个十个童女的故事听过没有？
In the story of the ten virgins,
有五个聪明的，有五个愚拙的童女。
There are five smart, intelligent virgins.
他们都在那边等候新郎来。
They were all waiting for the bridegroom.
他们都有灯笼。
They all have the lantern.
里面都有油。
They all have some oil.
但是谁是聪明的呢？
But who are the prudent ones?
油多。
Those who had more oil.
谁是愚拙的呢？
Who are the foolish ones?
油少。
Those who have less oil.
这就告诉我们，基督徒里面的圣灵有被充满的，有根本就一捏捏的。
So that tells us the Holy Spirit is abundant in some Christians, but very little in others.
有差别的。
There's a difference.
哦，我们都有圣灵，但是不是每一个人的圣灵都是被圣灵充满的。
So we all have Holy Spirit, but not everyone is filled with Holy Spirit.
所以聪明的就是你的油满。
So the prudent ones have more oil.
愚昧的呢，就是你油少，应该应。
The foolish ones have little oil.
应该应是上海话啊、哦，
一点点。That's a Shanghai dialect, very little.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
今天主耶稣告诉我们
，Today Jesus tells us,
天父有宝贝，有礼物要送给你们。
Our heavenly Father has the precious gift for you.
就看你的态度如何。
It's up to you, to your attitude.
要不要？
Do you want it?
哎呦，没有几个人有兴趣啊。
Do you want it?
找不找？
You want to look for it?
敲不敲？
Knock? Yes.
你就有希望。
Then you have hope.
你若根本 care, don't care, 那你完蛋了。
If you don't even care, then you have no hope.
所以求主祝福他的话。
So may the Lord bless his own words.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话解开就发出亮光。
When you open your words, they shine.
你就让我们愚人的通达。
You give us the light and to give foolish people and so that we become prudent.
你告诉我们要寻求圣灵。
You ask us to seek the Holy Spirit.
要得着丰富的圣灵。
We need to get more abundant Holy Spirit.
你来在我们的生命中能够掌管我们。
You come to rule over our lives.
让我们能够顺服圣灵的带领。
So that we can be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
求你祝福你的家，祝福你的教会。
May you bless your home and your church.
让这个教会是圣灵充满的教会。
May this church be filled with the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
下面我们要请我们的弟兄 Daniel Shen 来给我们做一个见证。
Next, we will ask our brother Daniel Shen.